The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello there, and welcome to All Things Therapy. I am Lisa Tahir, your host. Greetings if you are streaming this over an audio platform or if you're watching over a video platform. I was just thinking as the intro was rolling, this is pretty freaking amazing that I can just be in my house and do this podcast, and I'm just feeling a lot of appreciation for how easy this is. And I want to encourage you, if you've ever thought of starting a podcast, do it. I had the idea 5.5 years ago. I felt nervousness and anxiety, yet also paired with deep desire. And I can tell you from experience, that is when you're really on to something that you must do. And I chose LA Talk Radio. I love them. Reach out if you want to be connected with them to start your show, as well as there's a host of other ways to do that. But I was just feeling this delight in being here on my couch and connecting with you today. I will refer you to my website, nolatherapy.com, NOLATHERAPY.com. That's my brand. You can find Nola Therapy on Instagram, on YouTube, and on Facebook. And I posted yesterday on Instagram that I found myself in an unexpected social media break. There was nothing I wanted to post for about a week, if not a little more. And I just went with that energy. And I feel really glad that I did, because I had those thoughts like you might have of, oh my gosh, I need to post. What if people become disinterested? And all that mind chatter just kind of takes you away from your inner self and the guidance, the insights that might be wanting to come up and through you, for you, and even for others. And yesterday I felt inspired to share that with a picture of my cat snoozing on the desk and just kind of taking lessons from my cat, doing what cats do, what they feel like. And it's kind of magical. And I think there's a lot to learn there for us to be led by our passion, what's going to feel the very best right now, and addressing our to-do list even in that manner. And my guest today, we're going to talk all about this kind of thing. She teaches manifestation. I will introduce her in just a moment, but I'm really excited to continue with her on these topics. I do want to give a word to my podcast sponsor, my long-standing sponsor, BetterHelp.com. They're an online therapy platform. You can access video and phone and chat sessions through their platform. They're really affordable. Licensed therapists in every state. You can be connected with them in less than 24 hours. And just like with a person, if you're not feeling a vibe, you can transfer and work with someone else. They also offer you financial aid if that's something needed right now. And it can just be a cool, different way of accessing the therapy services you might need, especially if you have felt like that's cost prohibitive. Definitely reach out to check them out. They are offering you 10% off your first month to try them out as my listener. Go to betterhelp.com/ATT. For all things therapy. And I'll just spell that B like boy, ETTERHELP.com/ATT for 10% off your first month. Additionally, I have started a Patreon campaign. It is a great platform for creators, for artists, for podcasters. Check out the things that I offer you in exchange for your financial contribution by going to patreon.com/ All Things Therapy. And what else? You know, I just had this thought bubble and it escaped me kind of along the same lines. Oh my gosh, please rate and review All Things Therapy wherever you listen to it. It helps boost this show. It gets in front of more people. And that is my deepest desire, to change consciousness one conversation at a time. I believe we do that through our communication. So go check out All Things Therapy, iTunes, on every device, everywhere. Please give a review. I appreciate you for that. And I'm looking for new clients. Reach out to work with me. Email me, lisa@nolatherapy.com, or do get in touch with you. So Ashley Goner is with us today. She is the host of Uncover Your Magic podcast. And she's on a journey to help you discover the magic inside of you. And I thought it was really cool that Ashley has worked specifically with kids and young adults to coach them, to help them learn the tools to equip themselves to live a life of confidence. She teaches a lot about confidence. She has a Raising Confidence program. She has a Manifesting Magic program. And we're going to talk today about these mindset practices that she teaches and how we can use this technology, is how I consider it, in our lives to live a more fulfilled life. Ashley, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much, Lisa. It's so good to see you. And it's been fun. I mean, just knowing you from being on my show.
I loved being on your show. That's how you ended up here. I felt such a resonance, and vice versa, that I asked you to come be my guest.
Oh, just even the magic of podcasting, that I never would have met you.
I know.
I don't know, you know, the universe works in ways, but having a podcast, even listening to your podcast, is just this place where you can meet people and have these conversations. And I never probably would, but now I get to, and it's something that's so inside my heart that I love to have these like-minded conversations like we did on my show. And so I was excited to be here. So thank you. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And you know, I was inspired by my friend Debbie Salzberg that did Just Forking Around podcast. Like, that's how I got into this. She so inspired me, and she was generous with knowledge and information to help me figure out how to do this. And so I'm just curious for you. I know you started your podcast a year ago, a little more. What inspired you to do that?
You know, it's the, I've always listened. I mean, you know, podcast is new in my life, probably the last 2 years, but once I found it, all I would do, I don't listen to music. When I'm running outside, when I work out, it's always a podcast. I get excited in the morning, like, what do I get to listen to today? So I used to send all these episodes to my sisters and my friends. And I remember, like, back in March before quarantine, there was something in me, and I was listening to some podcast, and I thought, gosh, why don't I have a podcast? And then a lady was having a course. So I thought, okay, maybe I'll listen to her class. And I signed up. And I remember waking up the next morning going, oh my gosh, what do you do? I do not have time. Who am I to do a podcast? My kids are, you know, I run my kids around. They're 12 and 15. So I'm like, we're busy.
Oh, that's a lot. Yeah.
But the next day it was lockdown. So what I always say to people is, when you hear that voice inside your head, just like I was listening to you just a minute ago, like, when you hear your voice and you just take that step, that's why it's the magic. That's why it's like you uncover your magic. And I never would have uncovered that part. I don't like the what ifs. You know, I don't want to look back and go, what if I signed up for that
Absolutely.
Podcast? Right?
What if I didn't try?
Yeah. So as a mom, you want to have that as a, I want them to look up to me as, like, I follow through and I take risks, and that's part of it too for me, that I see them, you know, that they see their mom, you know, doing things that, at a 52-year-old lady, like, what are you doing? But it's so
I think
fun.
It's great.
So fun.
Yeah. And Ashley, I want to start this other video. Pardon me for reaching my arm up so I can put a clip on another platform. And it's okay. Let me start this before I ask you more questions. Awesome. So where do you want to start today? I know you teach confidence, you teach manifestation. What were you led in a certain direction as you thought about our time together even?
Well, I am in a class right now in alignment. And, you know, I realize in life that when you are in alignment and you understand that there's two ways to view life, love or fear. And when you choose love and you go with that and you listen to your voice and you don't question it and you know that everything's perfect and you live in the place of an awareness that anything that in my life that triggers me, I know it's a mirror of something that's going on inside of me. So to live as in a place of alignment and an awareness that you can have that power in your mind, knowing that, gosh, those limiting beliefs that keep triggering me that get lower and lower, and now you're living in this high vibration, that is the manifestation. That's the magic. That's when you become one with the universe.
And tell me this, for our listeners, how would you define alignment? How do you think of that? How have you thought of that and shared that
alignment
notion?
First of all, vibration, your energy, the way that, you know, I teach a morning routine and waking up with, you know, gratitude. Gratitude's a huge part of alignment.
Yes.
You know, that's the highest frequency that you can have. And to teach people that don't understand, just that little bit of gratitude in the morning creates this vibration that will allow you to be in alignment. And that's when you see the manifestations, and that's when you can create and understand that you are the creators of your own. We're the creators of our reality, right? But alignment is so important. And I couldn't tell you enough how a morning routine is the beginning of that.
So for you, having that practice of gratitude and appreciation, I'm hearing, sets your emotional tone and like a place of real optimism, where you start to see the bright side of things versus than the other side of that. Is that accurate? It sets your vision upon the direction that you want your mind to keep moving towards?
Yes. Well, you know, it's about the feeling, you know, feeling what it feels like to be grateful, the gratitude, what you have in your life. You know, I tell my students that, you know, gratitude isn't just saying I'm grateful for my, you know, house, I'm grateful for my dog. It's what I felt, that gratitude, like when you go and you had lunch with your friend and you felt so loved, I was so grateful for that friendship. That is what raises your vibration. That's what, you know, I always say, there's always magic to be seen, but when you're not in that high vibration in alignment and you haven't started your day with that mind of this feeling of, oh my gosh, I get to live another day. This is amazing.
Yeah.
That really is what sets off your day in alignment. I mean, that's like, you know, it's the same thing as coming from love or fear. It's like two choices almost. And you wake up with that choice. We all have choices, right?
Yes. I know you also talk about in this process of having a magical mindset, starting the day with an intention. Can you talk to us about that?
Yes, that is part of my morning routine. So, you know, when you intend to do something instead of I want to do something, wanting is saying you don't have it. I intend to have it. I intend to do this. That's what you do.
I like
when
that.
You are creating your day. So it's almost like I call it scripting. So part of our morning routine in my classes are for sure with the kid group, I mean, and the parent, but teaching kids to have an intention instead of just waking up and drifting around and going to have a breakfast. You know, they don't have that intention, you know, but to teach even that word intention, to say, what do you intend today? You know, I don't care if it's getting an A in math or, you know, being nice to a friend or, you know, one thing, it can be one simple thing, but you're training your brain to this muscle. I feel it is.
It's
little things are a muscle to have that in your mind going, what is my intention today? And then you start to have, you know, you create this momentum in your day because you're going to start looking for those things. You know, the reticular activating system in your brain will be activated to find all these things that you've intended to experience.
Yes. You know, Ashley, a very insightful client of mine the other day said to me that the mind, the thought of the mind as a muscle that each day we need to work out, so to speak, and with our thoughts, our intentions. Yet I really love that image of the mind as an organ and needing our attention, needing oxygen and air, and it's fed by what we feed it, our consumption of music, of TV, conversation, that our mind consumes and is fed, feeds upon those types of things. And I'm curious how you, having two daughters, the age that they are, like, how do they take to this kind of information?
I've done it since they could write. We've had gratitude journals ever since they could write. We have had our I am statements in the morning where they look in the mirror and they say, I am beautiful. I am smart. I am kind. I am loving. And then we do our intention for the day. And then we have three goals, but that's their muscle. And that's kind of when I started the podcast, it was kind of like one of those, like, listening to God speaking or my intuition, mm-hmm. and then moving forward, taking those steps, you know, taking the little breadcrumbs and wondering, where is it going to lead me? I didn't know where it was going to lead me, but it led to me, all these parents calling me and saying, Ashley, can you help my child? Plus they're in lockdown. So it was like, I've been hearing your, and I see your kids, and I see a difference in your kids at school because they have to go to school and give 5 compliments a day. So ever since they were in first grade, I'd say, okay, go get 5 compliments, find 5 people, even though you wear a uniform, I don't care what you say, find something.
Yes.
So they would come back to me and say, but Mom, no one says anything back. And I said, that's not why you're doing it. You're learning to teach these kids to give, right? You give and you look up. And we can't go to Target or the grocery store without, they have a muscle now where they're like, yips, oh, I love your eyeshadow. I love your earrings. I love your fingernails.
Yeah.
But it's just an automatic thing. So when I raised my girls, because I had them later in life, I had done so much personal development and I thought, oh my gosh, when I get to where I can have a baby, this is first and foremost. Totally.
I love that. You know what? I'm curious, Ashley, do you find it easier in some ways in coaching children and teaching them manifestation principles than adults, since they might be more open, their mind is less cluttered, so to speak, with ideas? Has that been your experience at all?
1,000,000%. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Talk about, you know, you think when you were at 7 years old, your program, 80% of your mind is programmed. You know, we've all been programmed and 7 years old, like, okay. And I tell parents, like, well, if you have a 6-year-old, you still have another year. So really focus.
That's awesome.
But then I see these little kids, you know, getting rid of these self-limiting beliefs, like, you're totally enough. You can do that. They create vision boards, and one of them wants to go to USC for college, and she plays lacrosse. And I said, why don't you put on your board that you're going to get a scholarship? And she looked at me like I was crazy. And she's like, really? I said, yeah. So she's excited and starts creating this vision. But then when you work with the parents, the adults, those limiting beliefs have been ingrained in your brain for how many years that it's just part of their muscle. So to get that muscle to weaken, which is what I try to do. And when I do that, and they're aware of these, and I call them manifestation events, where you are triggered in their self-limiting belief. And every time you're triggered, they're like, why is that? Why did that make me angry? It's something in me. But with the children, that they're so, that muscle hasn't been formed as long, you know?
Right. And the knowledge that you're imparting to them and teaching them, they can shape that muscle early on in a direction to really serve them in their lives.
Exactly. And that is why my passion is so strong.
I believe you.
You know, you think of how many seminars I've gone to where, you know, I've gone to all the Tony Robbins, or when I started this, it was called PSI. I've gone to, you know, all those landmark, but you know, you go there and I look back at my 30s and I think, how many people get to the floor and just start crying and like, oh, I finally realized what's been holding me back my whole life. You know, it takes them till they're, you know, whatever, but I'm thinking, gosh, if you can get this in your teenage years. Oh my gosh.
Amazing.
That is the ticket. So my passion is in that, because I feel like when I was in my 20s and I left college and I was like a drifter, you know, like I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't know my intention. Like, what's that, you know, and changing degrees 1,000,000 times when you're, you know, like not knowing. But when you start creating this little mind, these minds of these kids, where they have to, they know they can be, do, or have anything.
Yes.
And you show them that they're so powerful with these tools, and they start to see the magic in the manifesting, and they're like, we'll start scripting the day. And, you know, intentions, I intend to wake up in the morning and I had the most amazing, you know, breakfast. And then that day someone called me, and you bring all these different things in that might not happen, but you
yes.
put the mundane things in too. So your brain is getting, I went to the dentist. Okay. But then all of a sudden my girls in the car on the way to school will script their day, and then they'll get in the car. Mom, it happened. I went
wow.
there. You know, someone brought donuts, for example, right? And
okay.
one day she was just like random things like that would probably, you know, it could happen, but you know, you put those little things in, and that's your reticular activating system. And you're teaching the kids to look for those things. Like, that's what you intend. Now you're going to see it. You know, I could say, you know, I bought my car over at quarantine was a lemon, and it was only 2 years
okay.
old. And I told the girls, what kind of car would mom, if I get a new car, what would we want?
Yes.
And they both said a white Range Rover with white interior. And I started laughing. I said, I'm not really that kind of a girl, but let's work on it.
Okay.
So every time we went out to get in the car, we would find white Range Rovers, but they had to have white interior.
Yes.
So the first few days we found a few. By the time like a week went by, there was like 20. There could
oh my gosh.
Was, like it was like an ant farm of white.
That's amazing.
Range Rovers.
But so, it's what you were looking for.
See, and that is what I try to explain to these kids, like, or the parents in the other class. But it's like when you want something, you say one thing, you're going to find, I bet you go down, you know, if you wanted to get pregnant, you know, I tell these people, like, if you wanted to, the days that I wanted to get pregnant, everyone was pregnant. The commercials were pregnant, you know,
yes.
you go down the street, everybody at the grocery store is, but they were always there before. They just now are in my life because my mind is looking for that.
Absolutely.
So I do have a white Range Rover with white interior.
Yes. Just oh my gosh, your girls helped you manifest that.
They did. And that will be the story. And it was so important for me to have, it was just a wash because my car got a lemon. I didn't have to pay extra. They gave me all the money. It was just, it was magic. But
That's
I told
wonderful.
Them that we created that, you know, and now
yeah.
you look back at your life and say, I helped my mom create this car. I'm going to do that for something else, you know? So it just empowers them to know that you can have, be, or do anything.
You know, and we hear that statement, and I believe that statement to be true, and who we have to become, I'm learning, to have what it is that we most deeply desire. In my life, it's been this experience of, okay, this is what I intend, this is what I'd like to experience, and then life starts to unfold, and I'm noticing it's really in changing my own mindset, my own belief system, things that people wouldn't see from the outside. And I wonder if you find that to be true. It's really an inside job.
Oh, totally. But I believe that you need to become that. You know, you have to be what you're desiring is like my girls compete in pageants for confidence and speaking and interview. And
okay.
we just finished that. We just got home. But before we go there, we become that. We become the winner. We become the queen. We everywhere we look, is on the walls, our sashes, and what would it look like? What if I was queen? So you become
yes.
immersed in that person, and you are that. So when you get there, you're just there to collect the queen, right?
But yeah.
It's about the vision. I always say, begin with the vision, the end in your mind, like
right.
See the end. And I think I grew up diving, like a springboard diver.
Oh wow!
And so I remember my coach, and I think this probably in fifth grade, would say, envision the dive perfect before you even get to the board. I wasn't the best diver, but I always won. And I now look back after college, and I thought, I wasn't the best, but I always had that mindset. I saw the ending. And so I always
yeah.
tell the girls to see, like, even your report card or, you know, whatever you want, you desire, you become the person that you see that you want.
Yes.
You know, and you see it as it's already done.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Begin with the end in mind. I always say that. Begin with the end. Like, see the, you know, you go to school and you're struggling with Spanish or whatever. Well, let's see the A, and we put the report card, we pretend one up, and we put the A on the wall.
Yeah.
So we see it every day. And now we're becoming that A student in Spanish. And now It just starts to evolve. And what does it take? More, you know, it's going to take, you know, you're going to go get more work, you know, you're going to take practice, maybe get a tutor. But we're that A student because we see it. We're going to become that.
And so talk to us about the role of vision boards in this creation.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. So in my goal setting week, we do vision boards. And, you know, I've done this my whole life. And my girls have too. I have like loads on this wall that I have, and I show my students like examples to show like, look, they were dreaming these things, but it's your mind that sees it. So you have to be able, your environment is part of the manifestation thing, right? So you don't realize you could be looking at, like, if you wanted to have a partner, let's say you wanted to get married, but every day in the morning, you look up and you see a picture of one woman on a beach.
Right.
Take that down.
Yes.
Put two people up there. Like, even though that's your favorite picture. I told my friend that. That's why it's fresh in my mind. Like, take that picture down. You don't want to be alone on the beach. You have to manifest a man.
Right.
But your environment. So the vision board is that. And you can make your whole bedroom a vision board.
Yeah.
You know, you can do it in your bathroom, on your window or your mirror. Everything that you see every day is submitting this image into your subconscious mind, and your subconscious mind does not know anything besides what you're seeing or feeling or looking at or believing. So just, you know, it's like you're this computer, program it with this vision board or whatever you're doing, looking at, to be that, have that. And, you know, you can have anything. There's no limits. The only limits are the ones that you put on yourself.
You know, I like on my vision board writing down qualities of being, for instance, that I intend to share with my partner, as opposed to just pictures. And I wonder how you do it. Do you do both? What is your preferred way?
Yes, I do both. And it's kind of therapy when I sit at the, you know, with the magazines and the girls and I are doing it together. You know, when you think of words that you look at every day and you're like, and I remember looking back at my 2021, and we did it in January. We usually do two a year. And I put a couple words that said magic. Mm. And I don't know why I did, but then here we go in March, uncover your magic.
Wow.
Oh my gosh,
that's awesome.
Back. And it just was one of those, and there were so many things on there that I cut out of words that were what I experienced. So I saw it every day. I put it in my bathroom, but, you know, the girls will put things up, you know, you can put your bedroom that you want to decorate, you know, and then we go to the store and all of a sudden there's the pillow at Target that we saw.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So
it's
showing them that they can create things through their vision and through the pictures that they glue on those cute little vision boards, powerful vision boards.
I think it's just so awesome. Your daughters are utilizing this and really seeing results manifested. It's awesome.
Oh my gosh. It is like, they're like my little recordings. We can't, in this house, I always say it's the words you speak and the thoughts you think. You know, we think 60 to 70,000 thoughts a day.
Yes.
And most of them are negative and most of them aren't true. So we are in such awareness. I've created that in this, with this family and my classes that I teach now, these people are like, oh my gosh, don't say that. But I always listen to Abraham Hicks.
Yes.
And I remember her always saying, cancel that. So we've done that their whole life. So there's not a word in here in this house that could be said. And if I say it, they're like, Mom, cancel that. I go, oh my gosh.
That's great. And you help each other, it sounds totally. Like, with your language. Because language is so important. It's so powerful. It's why it's called spelling. It casts spells. I know when I read that quote several months ago, it really impacted me that words are so powerful. That's why it's called spelling. We create and cast spells upon our lives based upon what we say with emotion that reflects our deep beliefs. And I've been really conscious and aware in a way that feels happy as opposed to fearful, to really be mindful of what I say and learning in conversation to just be quiet. If there's a topic that say I'm not aligned with or I don't believe, especially if there's negative talk per se about something, I've been learning to, because I've asked the universe, like, how do I deal with this? I don't want to always be like correcting people. That's not pleasant to be around, nor is it my job or responsibility right. to tell anyone else what to think or how to believe. But in such a desire to maintain my own alignment, wanting to know how to handle these situations better. And I'm curious how you handle them, Ashley.
Oh, it's definitely a muscle. I teach did you ever read The Four Agreements by Don?
Yes. Okay. I reread it recently, in fact.
Oh, good. I read that book, before I had children or married, I thought, when I have children, I need to teach. This is what we're going to read together. Okay. So I had incorporated that book into one of the weeks in my Raising Confidence class. And be impeccable with your word is one of them.
Yes.
And so when we talk about that, that is exactly what you're talking about. And what I say to them is, pretend when you're in a group of people, and this comes with us too, with our age, you know, I can sit there and listen, but I say to the kids, pretend you're a bird on your shoulder and you're just observing, you know, and if it's where you can walk away, walk away. And if you just can sit there and listen and don't judge, or that's their conversation and doesn't really resonate with you.
Right.
Then you just sit there. You don't have to participate. But, you know, when you think of being at our age now, you know, what we have learned in our life and the growth that we've really focused on and in our spirituality and our personal development, you know, it's so hard to attract negativity because I radiate positive and happy and love. So those people kind of just on their own, you know, kind of push away. They just kind of go away. So I find when I tell the girls, you know, at their age, you know, when you have this mindset, like we've been taught your whole life, a lot of kids don't. I would say the majority don't. I mean, sad, but true. I could say the majority, but so they go to school and it's different. They have to observe a lot. They do have to be the bird on the shoulder. Not a lot of people think the way that they do. And which is part of my passion of why I do what I do, because I need to spread this thinking to every kid. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you think of as how we were raised when we were growing up in our teens, I know we're very close to the same age.
Yes.
You know, we didn't have social media and we didn't have all the
thank stuff. Goodness. I feel fortunate that we didn't, Ashley.
Oh, you amazing. Our moms didn't have anything to like, just go outside. No. I'll see you when it's dark. Right.
Right.
So now with all that and all the pressure and
the complexity.
Yes. And we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know, like this COVID thing, all the people getting, you know, the vaccine. We don't know the effects for 20 years.
Right.
The same with social media. We don't know. I told Paige, you know, when you were born, I didn't have an iPhone. So there's no pictures of you. That's how recent these phones are.
Absolutely.
You know, social media. I remember, you know, this
having MySpace. Remember?
Yeah. Oh, right. So, you know, I think of just life now and what we're going. And I feel like we are ascending. Right. Don't you feel like that?
I do. I do.
And I feel like these kids need to get on board because a lot of parents, you know, aren't aware of the ascension and where we're going and the possibilities of, you know, this growth and, you know, what we are able to do and coming from this place of love and, you know, awareness and to be this role model for these young kids to get on your, you know, get with you and, you know, come on this journey because it's beautiful. And it doesn't have to be, you know, all this social media, all this stuff. It doesn't have to be like that. And my girls only get an hour of their phone a day.
Okay.
So they don't have that problem of looking.
They have other things and activities. I'm sensing.
Yes. So they don't have that when I see their friends and it's just like an addiction, you know? Yeah. And I think, oh, thank God. Like, it's just something that it's just an awareness, you know, just as we grow and we, you know, we raise our children now and in this whole different life than we are used to, you know, and the mindset that, you know, we really, I think is necessary to have these tools so we can empower them, to empower kids and parents.
Yes. And even ourselves, our peers, to know we have choices and options where we're going to put our minds and how that really affects and influences what is created in our lives. And I love reading like Ernest Holmes. Do you know the author Ernest Holmes?
Yes. Uh-huh.
The Science of Mind. And mm-hmm. then Charles Hanel, who wrote The Master Key System, and just how where the law of attraction, some of the founding material came from. And it's written in kind of an older language because the books are from the 20s. So mm-hmm. it's interesting to read it almost like you're reading a King James version of the Bible, so to speak. Yet it's like it makes a lot of sense where they talk about universal mind being a consciousness that has always been. And it's hard as humans and our physical bodies to really truly comprehend what that is exactly, but the best that we can do is to align our mind with universal mind and believe and trust that this is an energy that will take our thoughts, our desires, and start to work them out and bringing about cooperative components and then really maintaining that in that gap between what we desire and it's showing up. That for me is where it all is happening, where every day there are moments where I'm like, oh yes, like I got this and it's great. And then there are moments where I'm not. And it's realigning again, I think, each day with, you know, really knowing we deserve what it is we want. First of all, we're worthy of it. And to make the best use of that time, how do you help people in that time in between their intention and its manifestation?
Right. So it's the morning routine is that's the first thing. But you know, when I look at things that are disappointments and they're like, it's not coming or, you know, like this one client of mine, she wants this soulmate. She wants to have a partner. And I said, well, what are you doing? So she started doing the dating apps. I said, you got to take action, you know, and I teach that with the kids. Like every day we take action. It might, you know, you might not see the results like that little gap, but you just keep taking that action mm-hmm. because that's what the universe is like. It's just what, you know, it's like, it's there. Just keep going and trusting and surrender and know that it's coming. And who knows how many steps it's going to take, but you keep taking those steps and you just keep doing something. And if you keep doing that and you have an intention, then it'll just manifest in the right timing and to not question the timing. It's mm-hmm. always in the perfect timing. Don't ever question like the girls, like, what they both got first runner up, right? And one daughter always gets first runner up. And oh,
okay,
like, honey, that it's all perfect. That's where you're supposed to be. You can't look at life and think, oh gosh, no. Like look at it as a like that's amazing. You're writing a story. This is your story. Like what fun are you going to be able to share when you win and you can say I did 5 first runner ups and then I won and then
it that's
was
awesome.
Not, you know, so you just look at. Especially in parenting now. And I don't think my parents knew any, like I look back and go, you know, it's just different, but parenting now it's like, you know, there's no losses, you know, there's no losses in our life. It's all perfect. They're all for a reason. We're supposed to go through that, you know, looking at it as a blessing versus like this hill to climb instead of looking at it as like, oh my gosh, why, I wonder why that happened. I wonder what the next thing's going to be. You know, and always look at it that way because it's like, bring it on. And I'm excited and stay in that place of alignment and awareness and, you know, the vibration and coming from love because that other side of it is fear. And that
right.
that's not true. There's no coming from love and knowing that it's working for me, not to me. That's my big thing. That,
yeah.
You know, all the little steps in between in that gap that you're just sitting there waiting, it's the trusting and the knowing and always taking action. Always, never just waiting and thinking, okay, where is it? You know, like, no, I'm, what am I going to do today? Like, okay, I must with my client, you take a step, go get another app, go to the Orange Theory and work out and get eye contact with people. I don't care if they're like your type, but start the end, get the energy moving, show the universe that you're looking.
Yes. Yes. Do you find too, Ashley, because for somebody that's always been a doer and an action oriented person, in the last couple of years, I've been led to allow and even sit back and allow some opportunities and people and such to come to me, because I think we can get lost in action. And so I wonder what you think about that as well. You know, really being in a place of confidence and peace, like, I know this is on its way.
Yes, it's always.
So I'm curious about that, because for me, that's been the journey. Really, like, okay, I don't have to go chase or pound the pavement. Like, it's coming to me.
Yes.
What do you think
about
that? I
just had that conversation today. That's funny. I completely 1,000,000% agree with that. And for doers, it's hard to know that and trust that it's coming at the right time and allow it to. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's other things you can do. When I say action,
yeah,
I don't mean like get out and start, you know, pounding the pavement and trying, you know, I mean action, like, you know, meditate, visualize,
yes,
you know, maintain that place of the knowing that it's coming and it's perfect. You know,
yeah, I appreciate that clarification, because that's what I found myself doing. And I realized that is an action, though it's kind of a passive action, keeping myself aligned, my energy, my intention, like what I want, and keeping myself in the belief that I can have it.
Even. Right. Totally. But, you know, sometimes when you're taking, you can, action can almost be working the opposite, because you're forcing it and you're almost sending a sign out to the universe that I don't have this. I got to keep going. I got to keep trying. I don't have it. I don't have it. I don't have it. I got to keep. So you're working in reverse when you do that.
It's a balance. I hear it's a balance.
But it's you know, your steps every day. It doesn't have to be the physical thing. You know what I mean? It's the practice that you take every
the
day.
Energetic practices, the spiritual practices, psychological practices, and then that inspired action.
Right. Exactly. And it all leads to that.
Yeah.
That's what all those little things, that the tools that you incorporate to manifest, leads to inspired action. And that's my little inspired action to start this podcast. I mean, I go back to that because that was a perfect example. Was there was an inspired action in me. I took it. And what if I didn't, you know,
yes,
there's a lot of people that don't, there's a lot of things in my life that I didn't do, you know, that I didn't take that inspired action. But when you can come to this place of listening and knowing and go, okay, I'm hearing something, that's inspired action. You got to do
it.
That's trusting the universe and trusting God and going, okay, thank you. I got it.
Yes. Ashley, can you share with our listeners in our closing, if somebody's listening, watching, wants to work with you, how they can reach you and exactly what you offer?
Oh, yes. I Ashley Goner on all social media. AshleyGoner.com, UncoverYourMagic.com is my podcast, is Uncover Your Magic. All the courses that I run, I'm running one star. The Raising Confidence is for the kids ages, it depends on the age, but 8 to 23, 24. And then do an adult version, Magic Path or Manifesting Magic, depends. It's all one-on-one, an 8-week course where I do my, you know, 6-week, it's called a 6-step magical formula, which we were just talking about, the morning routine, the goal setting, the gratitude, the scripting. They learn their core values. So they have, I call it your internal GPS system for, I mean, adults too. We all have core values and we make choices off of them. So when you know and have clarity on them, that's when you start, you know, making the right decisions, especially with teenagers.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. Awesome. Ashley, I really appreciate your time and that it was podcasting that connected us. And
I know,
thank
I
you.
Love it. Oh, thank you. So fun. I remember having you way back and you said August 5th. And I'm like, that's so long.
But and here we are.
Time just goes by so fast. But, you know, I always say, like, enjoying the moment and living in the present moment and just loving being in love all the time in your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And don't look back and wish something and just know that you're with the, in the moment. And here we are in the moment.
We are. And you know, I'm feeling led to share one last piece of info that I feel like would really resonate with you. My publicist is in Germany, Nina Kaiser, who reached out to you, and I'm in the US, and we do this really beautiful practice twice a month, I would say. And it's a meditative manifestation practice where we schedule in our calendars. It's usually say 9:30 a.m. Pacific time. And we meet in the quantum field in meditation, and 10 minutes for my intentions, 10 minutes for her intentions. And then we email after that 20 minute time frame what we saw for the other person. And we'll email the night before, like, I'd like to attend for this. And it's been this really beautiful co-creation. It just feels powerful because I'll literally see her when I close my eyes, kind of in this outer space environment, mm-hmm. surrounded in light. And I'll just get this true sense of how loved we are and how held we are and how much the universe wants to help us here in our earthly lives. And just yes. curious about what you think about that.
Oh, I love that. That's beautiful.
It's really awesome. Yeah. And it's based on a book that she read called The Power of Eight, where people manifested together for physical healings of others in the group, and that they started to happen. And just the power of, you know, our intention, like Abraham says, one connection with source is more powerful than millions who are not. So you don't need to do right. this with someone else, but it just feels very special. And I know it helps me stay aligned and feeling optimistic about things really coming to fruition, you know, having her with me and being in this together.
Yeah, I love that. That's so powerful.
And I thought you would. That's why I felt led to share it.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah.
All that stuff. You know, like, I always think, you know, like when you are with somebody, like, you know, and you're visualizing and you can close your eyes. I was listening to Joe Dispenza.
Yeah, Joe Dispenza is awesome.
Yeah, this morning on my run. And talking about meditation and healing, but you know, the power of our minds. And when you can understand that the mind versus our body, you know, is so separate, and to know, or it's not separate, but you can do whatever you want.
Yes.
You can create through that, and to be yes. aware of that mind
And body
connection.
Yeah.
And when you're connected with someone else and you can see it for someone else, how powerful that is.
I do. I send everybody I care about love every day in my meditation, and like physical healing and things I know about people, things going on, just, and they don't even know, but you know, I'm sure, I believe they feel it at some level that
right.
I'm totally. Holding them up in this way. And I think it's a beautiful thing we can do for each other. So I will include you and your girls in my meditation.
Oh, I love that. Thank you. You know, you touched my life the other day on social media when you, it was probably a couple months ago, but you said, here I am wanting reviews, and here I am wanting da da da. So I'm going to go do the reviews.
Oh my gosh, I did.
Yeah, I know.
Like 50 of them. It took like a month. Thank you.
Yeah, I really thought that was amazing. That really taught. That was an aha moment, light bulb moment for me.
I appreciate you saying that, because here I am asking, I desire and intend to have podcast reviews, and I was like, oh my gosh, well, why don't I go freaking do it for others? So I did. And I crossed off my list, and I still have a list going to just have that as part of my, almost like a gratitude, I think.
Yes.
List too. Like, I appreciate you all as podcasters and what your voice, what you're doing. And I believe that's going to come around
right.
for me.
Oh, a million. Totally. You know, and that went really in life as a teacher or a mother to teach that mind, that way of doing things, to know that your intention, I'm going to do that. And I'm going to show the universe that what I'm doing is what I want. And that's what you
yes.
do. And then that's when you receive.
Thank you for sharing that with me. That means a lot.
Oh, good. Well, it meant a lot to me when I read it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, Ashley, I hope you have a wonderful afternoon, and thank you for being my guest. And I look forward to future collaborations.
Yes, for sure. So great to see you again. Thank you so much,
great.
Lisa.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
That concludes today's show with Ashley Goner, ashleygonor.com. To work with her, Uncover Your Magic podcast is her show. Thank you for being with me. Rate and review All Things Therapy. Support me on patreon.com/AllThingsTherapy. And all my love to you. Bye.
listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only